This goes to Matt, M-A-T-T, Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, P-A-C. Fax 877-779-0621. Regarding Diane, last name Fish. Date of birth 5/6/1957. Dear Mr. Larson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fish with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to chronic interstitial nephritis from proton pump inhibitors, also POTS. Her last visit was September 29th of 2025. She lost 3 pounds over the last 6 months and, as usual, has been under a lot of interpersonal stress due to family matters. But she's doing well now and feeling well. No recent hospitalizations or surgeries or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does complain of chronic constipation without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she urinates adequate amounts. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No recent falls or dizziness. No edema. Medications, she takes 2 baking soda tablets daily for metabolic acidosis. Phenergan is 25 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for nausea, not used very often. And sevelamer carbonate, 800 milligrams, 1 tablet before her largest meal. Physical exam. Weight is 156 pounds, pulse is 72, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 102 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 26, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.93. Estimated GFR is 28. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 8.9. Phosphorus, 3.9. Albumin is 3.9. Intact parathyroid hormone is 98. Hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will try to have lab studies done every 1 to 2 months. 2, metabolic acidosis, currently stable on sodium bicarbonate tablets. And 3, POTS, all capital, P like Paul, O, T-S, with chronically low blood pressure, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.